Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Eight Mountains, a novel by Paolo Cognetti, translated by Simon Carnell and Erica Segre, read by Jacques Roy. Fontane, 2014 through 2016. This story is for the friend who inspired it, guiding me where there is no path, and for the faith and luck that protected it from the start, with all my love. Farewell, farewell, but this I tell to thee, thou wedding guest. He prayeth well who loveth well both man and bird and beast. Samuel Taylor Coleridge, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. Prologue. My father had his own way of going to the mountains, scarcely inclined to meditation, full of obstinacy and arrogance. He would climb headlong, without pacing himself, always competing with someone or something, and where the trail seemed overlong, he would take a shortcut via the steepest slope. When you were with him, it was forbidden to stop, complaining about hunger or the cold was not permitted, but you were allowed to sing a good song, especially when caught in a storm or in thick fog, and to whoop whilst flinging yourself down a snowfield. My mother, who had known him since he was a boy, used to say that even then he would wait for nobody, intent as he was on pursuing anyone glimpsed up ahead. It was only a strong pair of legs that could make you desirable in his eyes, and she hinted, laughing, that this was how she had seduced him. Later on, once the uphill race had begun, she preferred to sit in a meadow, or to soak her feet in a stream, or to identify by name the herbs and flowers. At the summit, she liked more than anything.